Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Vic Power. Batting second, the third baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting third, the right fielder, Luis Quizas. Batting fourth, the catcher, Hal Smith. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Rance Pless. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Art Dittmar. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Art Dittmar. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Joe Caffey. Batting second, the center fielder, Al Smith. Batting third, the first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting eighth, the shortstop, George Strickland. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Herb Score. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Herb Score. And now, play ball. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power strikes out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Quizas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quizas takes first base on ball four. Lopez moves to second. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lopez scores. Quizas moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmar fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Dittmar. Caffey moves to third. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Caffey scores. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dittmar fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Rosen moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Dittmar covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Rance Pless is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pless hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Groth moves to second. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri strikes out. One out. Art Dittmar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmar strikes out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland bunts towards the mound. Dittmar fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to third. Two outs. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Caffey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pless scoops it up and throws to first, with Dittmar covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lopez strikes out. One out. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Skeezes hits a fly ball into left field. Caffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Skeezes. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. Smith moves to third. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Smith scores. Wirtz moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Smith for a passed ball. Wirtz scores. Rosen moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rosen tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-1, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Smith for a passed ball. Colavito moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan is walked intentionally. George Brunette now pitching. Gene Woodling pinch hits for George Strickland. Jim Busby pinch hits for Gene Woodling. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pless settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Colavito moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score is 0 for 1 in the game. Score hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brunette fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel now playing shortstop. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 1 in the game. Zernial strikes out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Rance Pless is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pless is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pless strikes out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Caffey takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Caffey moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Skeezes. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. Caffey scores. Smith goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Skeezes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Avila bunts towards the mound. Brunette fields it and throws to first for the out. Wirtz moves to third. Colavito moves to second. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Brunette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunette strikes out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lopez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score is 0 for 2 in the game. Score hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Caffey takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunette fires to first and has Caffey trapped. There's the throw to Power, who tags Caffey for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Skeezes. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. Smith goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Indians. Troy Heritage now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Skeezes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Caffey. Skeezes reaches second base with a double. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Skeezes moves to third. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 2 in the game. Zernial hits a fly ball into left field. Caffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Skeezes tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, Indians. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rance Pless is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pless is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pless hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. Pless reaches second base with a double. Groth goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Indians. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 2 in the game. DeMaestri hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pless scores. It's 7-4, Indians. Jim Finnegan pinch hits for Troy Heritage. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Harrington now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Avila strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 3 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lopez strikes out. Two outs. Luis Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Quiñones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score is 0 for 3 in the game. Score hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Caffey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Skiza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 4 for 4 in the game, with a single and 3 doubles. He's got 4 RBIs. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Skiza's. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. Caffey goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Zerniel strikes out. 1 out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Groth hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ranz Pless is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pless is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Pless hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pless scoops it up and throws to first, with Harrington covering, for the out. 2 outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 0 in the game. With 4 walks. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. DeMaestri hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pisani pinch hits for Bill Harrington. Jim Pisani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisani strikes out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 4 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.